Sunday. A normal day at the track. I'd hedge my bets and cash my checks for the week. I mean, the track was wet, so the dogs were running slow. Plus, the cold air made the starting gates jam. But I did alright. Other than that, normal day at the track. Everyone had left except for one of the trainers, who'd lost nearly everything on his last dog, so he was drinking like a priest at the rapture. Stacy was working. She'd just broken up with her boyfriend who'd skipped town with her car and her life savings that morning, so she was on edge. It took nothing more than for me to ask her how she was doing, and she flipped. That was it. She reached under the bar back and pulled out a big, shiny .44 and pointed it straight at my head. The startled and broken dog trainer, to my left, welled up and then threw up all over my shoes. I just got those cleaned as well. Stacy told me to give her my car, my day's take, or she'd spray the back wall with my cerebellum. At first I was rocked, shocked, and taken back by her half-cocked, locked and stocked 44. But then the strangest thing happened. That look in her eye, no fear, no compromise, sent me on a spin. I could have taken her right there and then. She had me sweating, that was for sure, but not from fear, from lust. I trusted her volition, was in no condition to drive, so I said,
hold me hostage, put the gun against my head. Hold me hostage, honey, you heard what I said.
At this point, Dale, the dog trainer, had passed out from either too much sorrow drowning and whiskey pounding, or just fainted out of fear, which I didn't understand. The man had nothing left. It's a perfect night to feel the hand of death. And what a way to go. All it would have taken was some barroom heroics, and Stacy would have wasted him. So now it was me and her, and I couldn't break her gaze. Me and her dreaming up all the ways we could spend our days. Still, confusion stood heavy on her complexion. So I said again,
hold me hostage, put the gun against my head. Hold me hostage, honey, you heard what I said.
Still looking impatient and confused, I decided I would explain my arousal and state my proposal that she and I, with loving eyes and trust, be thrust into bloodlust together, forever and ever, until vengeance do we part. And I said again,
hold me hostage, put the gun against my head. Hold me hostage, honey, you heard what I said.
Then I said, take me with you, take me while you can. Take me with you, honey, I'll hunt down your man. After still questioning the persistence in my assistance, I lied and said that as a bookie, I was used to this bounty hunting kind of thing. And that we could find him, kill him, retrieve her life savings and the beat up old Pontiac, and be back before the track opened again on Wednesday. I said as payment for my act of chivalry / hired mercenary would be that she fed me, bathed me, and made love to me with the same bold conviction as she felt for her burgeoning retribution. As I looked deeper into her eyes, I thought, was she really gonna take me? to have and to hold, hostage, in sickness and in health, and in bullet-riddled wealth. So I said, take me with you, take me whilst you can. Take me with you, honey, I'll hunt down your mate. And then it happened. She slowly walked along the bar back, knocking each bottle of cheap swill off the shelf with each swing of her hips. As she rounded the service alley, she unclasped her bra, threw it on the bar, straddled me on my stool, said, "You crazy fool," and kissed me long and slow. Gun around my neck, a neckline full of sweat. She took me right there and then on the floor next to poor old Pale Dale. She
said, "And I'll take you with me, take you while I can. I'll take you with me, honey, you can be my man."
So we took off, drove around for a couple of weeks, making whoopee the whole way long. Found her man, empty pockets. We left him lying in a pool of his own urine. Couldn't kill him. No fun shooting a coward anyhow. So we took the Pontiac and opened a bar back in Savannah. She pours the shots and I run the slots. Been married 7 years, living off quarters and beers. She still brings the gun to bed every now and then. Gets her kissing through my submission. So there it is. The last and best bet I ever made. Whoever said gambling's for suckers?